Next, we're going to talk about the four-way reversing valve. This is really what makes it a heat pump. It's pretty much the heart of the heat pump system. The pump of a heat pump is the compressor, but this valve is what changes the direction of the flow. So the four-way reversing valve, we talked about it having three pipes on one side, one on the other. This is always discharge, always going in this direction. No matter how we turn it, it's always going in, always going in, always going in. The one with the three is always coming out. It's always the suction going back to the compressor. These two, always, no matter what, these two hook to the compressor. These other two is either going to go to the outdoor coil or the indoor coil. So how this thing works is it's pretty cool. It's pretty simple, really. It's a great piece of engineering. I love this little component. What happens is inside, there's just basically like a little cup. Inside here, there's a little cup on a slide. So if I'm in this mode, it's sending the hot gas outside, and it's connecting these two pipes together. So this little cup actually cups these two pieces right here together. It just cups them together. Now that pipe is connected. So if the one in the middle is always, always, always going to be suction coming out, and I've connected it to this pipe, now this pipe is always going to be suction coming in. Always going to be that way. That's the way it's set. Now if those two pipes are connected, and we know that this pipe is high pressure, then the high pressure is always going to be going out that way when it's in that mode. Another great thing about this, there's a piece of Teflon between a plate on the bottom and this cup. So what happens is that Teflon makes a seal there. And I can actually right now move that little cup up and down. What's really cool though is this high pressure that's pushing against this cup, there's low pressure on the other side. So the high pressure that's pushing against that cup actually makes that cup seal. So the right here, I'll turn it to the way it's like it's drawn. This little cup has connected these two pipes together. The high pressure keeps force pushed on that cup, and then the rest of the high pressure goes on out the other side. That's how it works. It's just simply a cup that moves back and forth. When I go into heating mode, we move that cup. That cup moves over to the other direction. So now that cup cups these two pipes together. And by cupping those two pipes together, we actually have reverse the flow. So we know that center one's always, always, always going to be suction, and it's going to suck out a low pressure. So this one's always going to be suction the same way, but now we're pulling low pressure from that side. So those two are always going to be in this mode, low pressure, and this one's always, always, always high pressure. But now that it's in this mode, it has one choice. It has to go out the other side. So that high pressure is also pushing against that cup, and it keeps it sealed. That's how it reverses the flow. It's just simply these two cups that move back and forth. And there's on a little slide. So if I slide it this way, I've connected these two pipes. By default, these two pipes are connected. When I go the other way, I've now connected these two pipes. By default, these two pipes right here are connected. This is our four reversing valve. So it's just this cup that changes the flow. Now, this one's cut open. So because it's cut open, it's not going to work anymore. The difference is you can see the cup and the moving parts. But you can also see there's a chamber over here with some more Teflon as a seal. And again, the same thing on this side. So it really creates two different housings on each side of this. That's one of the ways that we make this work. What I can do to make this move is I push high pressure on this side of the pipe, and I have low pressure on this side of it. So if there's high pressure on this side and there's low pressure on this side, this pipe's going to move this way. But we have to get high pressure from somewhere. So what we do is we get the high pressure from this pipe, because it's always going to be high pressure. From this pipe, it's always going to be low pressure. So if I want this side to the slide to move this way, I connect low pressure to here, this pipe to high pressure, and it makes the slide move. In heating mode, if I want it to slide the opposite way, I have to put high pressure on this side, low pressure on the opposite side, and it's going to make the slide move the opposite direction. And by doing that, we could make the slide move this way or back the other way. This is how we make the heat pump move. But then we have to ask, how do we get the pressure to go across? So what we use is we use a solenoid valve. This solenoid valve is a 24-volt electromagnet. Some brands use 120 or 240 volts, but most of them use a 24 volt coil electromagnet. If I send 24 volts through this, I end up with an electromagnet. I could put a bolt in there and actually hold that bolt up. Here is a miniature valve. It's what we call a pilot valve. These little bitty tubes on here, these little bitty tubes are refrigerant tubes. So basically, this is a miniature reversing valve. When I energize this electromagnet on here, it moves the pin inside of here. That takes this high pressure refrigerant, and then it can send it to this side, or it can send it to this side. The low pressure refrigerant, the low pressure side, will either connect it to this side or this side. So if I want the slide to move this way, I take this pilot valve and I connect the high side to this side. With the same pilot valve, I connect the low pressure side to this side. By doing that, it's going to shove the pin this way. If I disconnect this electromagnet, it's going to go back to its natural state, which means it connects the high pressure to this side, and it connects the low pressure to this side, and it moves the valve back this opposite direction. So we use an electromagnet to move a pilot valve. That pilot valve uses a pressure differential to move the main valve. The main valve is what makes it all work. So it's pretty simple. It just uses a miniature valve to control the main valve. One key part about this is this uses pressure to make it work. I must have a pressure difference. If the pressure on this side and the pressure on this side is the same, is there going to be anything to make this thing move? Absolutely not. So what makes the pressure difference? That's the compressor that's inside this unit, the compressor. That's what's making the pressure difference. So I have to be pumping high pressure here, low pressure here before this moves. I actually had a guy that was working on a unit. He called me and said before he installed this unit, he wanted to make sure that the valve was working, and he thinks he has a bad valve from the factory out of the box. And I said, well, tell me what you found. He says, well, he's got it all brazed up, but when he puts nitrogen on it and energizes the valve, it's not moving. And I said, well, is your compressor running? And he said, no, it's not. I said, well, good, because you shouldn't run the compressor with nitrogen. But the moral of the story is you have to have the compressor running before you can use the pressure difference to make this valve move. So he'd wasted a lot of time trying to figure out what was wrong with it when you have to have the compressor running for this to work. So it's a very simple part, moves back and forth. That little piece of Teflon there should never wear out. There's refrigerant and refrigerant oil running through this system the whole entire time. It's a very dependable, very simple operation. What will cause this to fail? The things that will cause this to fail is one, when people braze on this or they overheat it. They get this hot and it causes that Teflon to bubble. That breaks that seal, allows the refrigerant to bi-flow or to bypass with across this. The other thing is, sometimes when things don't work, people like to hammer on it or beat on it. I've seen people take an adjustable wrench or a hammer and even try to hammer on this, thinking they can get it to be loose. All that does is dent this brass, and when the slide tries to move, it hangs up on that part and it won't work anymore. And one of the big things that causes these to fail is contamination. We know that when we braze, we should always braze while purging nitrogen through the lines. That prevents oxidation. If we don't have oxygen in the lines, we will not have oxidation. Well, if we don't do that, we end up with oxidation on the outside of the pipe, which we don't care about, but we end up with oxidation on the inside of the pipe. That oxidation on the inside of the pipe gets up back to this reversing valve. And these tubes are very, very small tubes. These tubes get clogged up with that oxidation. This pilot valve gets clogged up with that oxidation. That's going to cause more of an issue with anything. And then the best solution and the best problem to have is sometimes this just simply overheats over time. With electricity flowing through it, the coil ends up shorting out, and you can take this coil, throw it away, get a new one, take it out of the box, you slide it on, you put this plate on, you put the nut on, you put your two wires on, and your coil's done. If you want to check the coil to see if it's good, put 24 volts to it, see if it'll hold the bolt. It's the simplest way. Now, the other way is you can take this out, take the wires off, isolate it, and you can ohm this component out. If you know the ohm rating of it, you can see if it's within the specs for the manufacturer. It's a very simple part. Heat causes it to fail, contamination causes it to fail, people mistreating it causes it to fail. Other than that, we'll use the high pressure pilot valve to move the main valve, and it just simply connects these two pipes, or it connects these two pipes, by default connecting the other side. or do you want to send the hot gas? In the summertime, let's use this to send the hot gas outside the house. In the wintertime, let's use this to send the hot gas inside the house. So we can heat the house in the winter, send the hot gas outside, cool the house in the summer, just with this one simple part. Now it's a heat pump and we have red lines and blue lines connecting this, but really and truly it's all vapor. High temperature, high pressure superheated vapor, low temperature, low pressure superheated vapor. It's only vapor going through this no matter what. I send the vapor that way or I send the vapor this way. It's all vapor on this. There's never any liquid refrigerant going to this component. So it's very important to remember. The other thing is when you're working on these, probably the most difficult part you'll ever have to change is this guy right here. Now they're dependable, treat them well, they're not gonna go bad on you. But this part is gonna be the part that's gonna fail and give you nightmares. And the reason is when we're brazing these or debrazing these, replacing them, we have to heat up all these. That pipe's pretty simple, but we have to heat all three of these up pretty much at the same time. So it's very difficult heating these up to get all these to come apart. And at the same time, I gotta get this hot enough to melt the brazing rod, but that heat also travels up here to our Teflon, and our Teflon will melt. So we gotta make sure we keep the Teflon cool and get these hot enough to braise in that very short distance. So what we use is a heat absorbing paste. I put this heat absorbing paste all over this and then I wrap that with some wet rags while I'm taking and trying to braise this up. They make a nice little part called a tuning fork tip. The tuning fork tip is a torch tip, but it has, this one has 1, 2, 3, 4 different ports on this side and another 4 ports on this side. What I can do with this is use my torch, light this, and I can heat all three of these pipes up at the very same time. By moving this back and forth like this, I can heat all three of these pipes at the same time, and I can pull all three of these out, and when I'm putting them in, I can heat all three of these and braise them at the exact same time. So it's a nice little tool that can help make your job a lot easier. And this is the reversing valve. It's a very dependable part. We just wanna make sure we take care of it. We don't wanna mistreat it, and it'll last us a very long time. A lot of people will recommend that if you replace the compressor, you also replace the reversing valve. I have replaced compressors without replacing reversing valves, but there are some people that recommend replacing the reversing valve when you do the compressor. It's ideally though, this part's pretty dependable and you shouldn't have a lot of trouble with it. Just always make sure you keep it clean, braze with nitrogen, always replace your filter dryer when you open the system. Think about cleanliness as your friend and you're gonna be good to go. One more thing is there's a little trick to these and you can check to see if you wanna know where the slide is, you can actually check it with a magnet. Everything here is brass and copper, this whole piece, except there's two pieces of steel metal inside of here and here where the ends are. On the side, you can take a very powerful magnet, like a neodymium magnet, and put a neodymium magnet here. And if it sits, the magnet sits here, and the magnet sits on the very end, I know that my slide is here. If my magnet sticks on the very end here and sticks closer to the center here, I know my slide has moved over this way. So with a very powerful magnet, you can tell where this slide is inside this four-way reversing valve. Great little part, simple, send the gas outside or send the gas inside. Quick little way to diagnose it. We talked about diagnosing the filter dryer by checking the temperature on each side. One way to diagnose this is checking the temperature on each side. If we've connect both these pipes should be within about 5 degrees temperature of each other, which means these two pipes should be the same, about 5 degrees temperature difference of each other. If we end up with bigger than a 5 degree temperature difference here and here and here and here, then that could be a sign that we're having bypass. Maybe the high side's now bleeding into the suction side and vice versa. That could be a sign of this Teflon being damaged. But other than that, very dependable part. Don't damage it, don't overheat it, don't beat on it. Keep it clean, it'll last you a long time.